Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flag Chamber. Always happy to sit in with you on your early morning. Today, happy to bring before you the branch manager at the Sawmill location of 1AZ Credit Union, Paula Gilbert. Welcome, Paula.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to hear about you and 1AZ Credit Union. So first off, how long have you been with the credit union? What is your background?
So I've been with 1AZ for, it'll be 10 years in February, and I've got over 30 years of banking and finance experience.
That's a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You've stuck with it. That's not always easy.
No, but it's a great organization.
Let's start off by first saying to our listeners the difference between a bank and a credit union. I don't know if people understand that.
Yeah, there's a real question there with a lot of people, but basically a credit union is a member-owned co-op. We do not have stockholders that invest in our company, so when you become a member, you become a part equal owner. And what the difference is as we grow and expand, we can give back to the membership instead of having to push those profits outside to stockholders. So the member benefits with lower rates, higher interest rates on savings, things like that.
Awesome. That's what everybody looks for. That's for sure. Tell us a little bit about 1AZ and its ranking in our state of Arizona.
So we just celebrated our 73rd birthday. And the Flagstaff location was actually the second location. So we've been around for over 50 years serving Flagstaff. And we have two branches up here to make sure that we take care of everybody that needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And so you're the second largest credit union in the state.
Yes.
With eyes set on being number one. And how many Arizonans and businesses do you have a sense of what your service area is?
Yeah, we have over 200,000 Arizonans and over 12,000 businesses right now as members, and over $3 billion in assets.
With how many branches?
20.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's from top to bottom in the state and east to west, huh?
Yeah, Flagstaff all the way down, Chino, Sedona, Prescott. We are in Safford, Tucson, and Phoenix.
Perfect.
Lots of locations.
That, I think, is part of why you're number two in the whole state, because you care about everybody in rural Arizona, too.
Yes.
It's not always easy for rural Arizonans to get their eyes set on who can give them the best service because they have the same needs. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
And so what about 1AZ has made them a financial trailblazer? You know, you're in a unique position because you have high quality professional services. The Flagstaff branch is always busy.
Yes.
I mean, you must love the new location, and we're really happy you could take time out to be with us today. What's the feeling on interest rates and borrowing? What are you seeing a lot of business with?
We are a high volume lender because of our low rates, and that's because we're member owned and we give back to the membership. So we're constantly hopping, especially in the Sawmill location. We write, just for an example, between credit cards, car loans, RV loans, things like that, we do about 60 to 70 units a month.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How do you decide on your rates? Are they market rates, or can our listeners just go online and see what's the current rate for example, a car loan?
Yeah, there's a range of rates online. It always depends upon the credit profile, but they can get a really good idea of what those rates are looking like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're typically going to beat the market, even in the credit card arena, home equity products. We are very competitive. And again, there to take care of our membership.
Mm. Well, at the Flagstaff Chamber, we really appreciate that you are an ambassador. So you volunteer your time to help the chamber stay strong, which is an integral center point of the community to help businesses be successful. So we're sort of like in the same saddle, but you are targeted. So in what ways can businesses partner with 1AZ? I know you have a business development program, but let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we also, in addition to being able to open accounts for employees, we can bank the business and the employees, but we do also offer financial counseling and services for their employees, because our goal is to take each one individually, look at their financial picture, and then help them achieve their goals in our community.
Do you find that businesses take advantage of that?
Yeah, they do. They do. We just did a couple of health fairs in town the last couple months with a hospital and a large hotel. So they do feel it's a value, and we can kind of customize it based upon the need of their employees.
And as it relates to the whole portfolio of 1AZ, you also have a foundation. And
what does
a foundation do? How does it function? I think that's unusual for a banking institution. That's really cool.
So the foundation is in place dedicated to supporting local nonprofits. Again, we are very community focused. We are in Arizona, and all of the dollars that we spend stay there. And we are able to, in 2016, we donated over $2 million back to Arizona nonprofits.
That's
and
a lot.
One of our commitments is to our communities and our members. Mm-hmm. So the stronger we can make the members in our branches and the more we can reach out to the communities, the more viable our communities will be and successful they will be.
It's true. And there are so many needs. And nonprofits sometimes feel strangled because they just don't know where they're going to get funding for a program that feels pretty essential to keep the quality of life high in their community, especially in rural. Do you get the opportunity to travel in rural, Paula, besides Flagstaff, or do some of the other bankers have smaller shops there?
I am pretty much local to Flagstaff, but all of the branch managers do get out in our communities. The other nice thing is that as we bank and hear about other companies that need to be banked, we will reach out. And then a lot of those can then apply for our grants if they're nonprofits. And what the credit union does is it comes back to the local managers in that area when those grants come up, and they talk to us about who we know in our community that we need to help. Mm-hmm. So we have a big impact on where that money goes locally too.
Well, and that takes me to the point about you're dedicated, obviously, to community impact, but I think it's important to speak a little bit about banking local and what it means to use the credit union where you live. That's a strategy that makes a whole lot of sense to me.
Well, when you consider everything that we do goes back to locally to our communities. When you have the big banks, their money goes everywhere. We get to know you as a member. We get very involved with you financially. When you build a rapport with a credit union, sometimes we need to, you know, ask for exceptions on things for people. And with that relationship that we build, we're able to do that. So we can really expand those opportunities for our members much more than a big bank that you're just a number at and they just look at your credit score.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I'm telling you what, the personalization and the one-on-one and just the care that 1AZ can provide is, I think, what a lot of people really look for. And there's a calling, you know, you just don't want to be a number. And everybody's in a different scenario. You know, somebody might have just inherited some money. Somebody might say, oh gosh, I want to do this at my business. I don't have enough money because I feel like if I do, I'm not going to have any money left. I'm sure you hear stories like that. So I thought mentioning something like that might lead to the conversation about how your foundation, before the show, we were talking about you updated your pillars to focus really on entrepreneurship and economic development, which is so important because it's not easy living in Flagstaff. It's a very expensive community. So I'm really proud that you would help with entrepreneurship and small business economic development.
Yeah. Every year we look at our pillars and the areas we're focusing, and they recently changed that to take a look at the strategic focus, aligning our goals with those of the community. So this year, the foundation's focus is to entrepreneurship. It shows that we value the economic impact that that has, and the small businesses that promote the entrepreneurship are also those that we are targeting to help.
Well, and Flagstaff is dominantly a small business community. That's a no-brainer.
Yes.
84% of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber's membership is small businesses with 10 or less employees. And actually, there's quite a few that have 5 or less employees. And you wonder. And I look at the chamber itself, and sometimes I go, who gave me the courage to run such a large organization representing 1,000 member businesses, and we only have 6 employees?
Right.
And you just go, maybe that is why we're all a little bit crazy over there, but it seems to work. It's a good strategy. And I just bring that up because I know a lot of small businesses have to look at the bottom line and what's the ROI, and can I have this many people or should I have that many people? And right now, because of the minimum wage, a lot of owners are working more and managers working a little longer. Have you heard many comments about minimum wage just really in certain ways impacting your customers? It's a big chat around the town, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I was out at the mall over the weekend, and just the pretzel place there, I was looking at getting a bucket of pretzels, and I'm like, how much is that? You know, the cost is so high. And then I look at the employees that are standing there, and when you think about what they have to pay those two individuals just to man that booth for per hour, that's why our costs are so high. And it is hard for small businesses. And so we are also gearing, when we do provide grants to organizations, one of the things we're looking for is whether or not those organizations support the entrepreneurship. We know to be successful in this community, we need to do that. Mm-hmm. So
I really appreciate that. Well, did we leave anything out, Paula? We're speaking with Paula Gilbert, who's the branch manager at 1AZ Credit Union at Aspen Place at the Sawmill in that beautiful new building. I'm jealous. We had such a fun time on the grand opening. Geez, you can just sit on the patio all day during the summer and then go, oh, I better go back and answer my telephone.
Right.
That was neat to see 1AZ make that investment in the community. And isn't that unique? They build their own buildings.
Yeah, and something so for the community to know that that building was built as a community hub, so to speak. So we do have a beautiful event room Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. If you have an event you need to host, we do not charge. And we can have you cater it. You can come in and kind of customize the layout. But if anybody needs a meeting space and they want to do it at no cost, please feel free to get a hold of me at the Sawmill Branch.
That's a great way to close. What a neat offer there, Paula. Well, thank you, Paula Gilbert, for making time for Chamber Biz Buzz, and keep doing what you're doing. We need you. You have the answers that all of us need in our financial portfolios. It's always a struggle. It's always a wonder. Am I doing the right thing? Should I make this move? Should I make that? And I know how long your meetings are in your office. So thank you, and keep up the good work you do.
Okay, thank you. And I love being an ambassador for the Chamber.
Oh, we appreciate you very much. That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen, for Chamber Biz Buzz today. I'm Julie Pastrick, president and CEO of the greatest chamber, the Flagstaff Chamber. And I really appreciate you tuning in today and going behind the scenes with 1AZ Credit Union and Paula Gilbert with me today. I will see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.